And a third area of nonverbal communication, an area that's extremely powerful, where there are very strong norms, that's kind of social, unspoken social rules, strong norms that are easily violated, is the area of touching. Touch is one of the most sensitive areas of nonverbal communication because touch is never neutral. Take the case of shaking hands with someone. We never think of shaking hands as a form of touch. It seems almost like a ritual. But in fact, it's one of the major forms of touch between strangers. Now, in American culture, for example, we value firm handshakes. I mean, if a handshake is weak and limp, we might say he or she shakes hands like a fish. Touch is really amazing. It's very subtle and complex. Think for a moment about some of the functions of touch. What could it express? Well, it could express affection, anger, playfulness, control, status. These are just a few functions of touch. Two major influences on touching behavior. Think about your body bubbles again. One is gender, and the other is culture. We can see both influences of gender and of culture when we contrast same-sex touching. This would be touching between two men or between two women. In some cultures, it is common to see same-sex friends holding hands and embracing in public. This behavior is not interpreted as sexual. However, think about this behavior in some other cultures. Is it appropriate? Could it be taboo? I recall my own surprise. I remember when I was visiting in China, and I would see young men holding hands in the streets, and young women also. And at first, I was surprised, but I thought it was, you know, very affectionate, very warm. So I decided that I was going to incorporate the same habit when I came back to the United States. So my sister and I started to hold hands in public, but we felt very awkward about it and we stopped doing it. So you see, the norms for touching are very powerful. They're easy to violate, and as I discovered, they're difficult to change. That is why it is very important to understand what is appropriate touch and what is taboo in another culture. Last, I think we have to remember that even misinterpretations and confusion in nonverbal communication don't always end in serious misinterpretations or anger or alienation. They're oftentimes the source of a lot of humor, a lot of laughter, and a lot of camaraderie between people of different cultures.